In video one, we see Kai's behavior escalate. He's tapping now, among other things, and ultimately puts his head down. And Mr. Santini redirects Kai really nicely here. I appreciate his tone. There's nothing harsh about it. He states things in terms of what Kai should do rather than reprimanding him or saying what he should stop doing or shouldn't do. And that can be the right strategy for a lot of situations. But in this one, it doesn't do anything to resolve Kai's current trigger, which is being required to produce or read a fact about Tennessee and then running into a word that's really challenging. That's kind of like these triggers are starting to pile up on Kai here. And that's why it's that mismatch between what Mr. Santini does and what the nature of the trigger is that is the reason Kai's behavior continues to escalate. In video two, Mr. Santini recognizes the accumulation of triggers and the impact they're having on Kai's behavior, and also is kind of guessing that Kai needs to escape this requirement to publicly speak or read. And he shows empathy by acknowledging how challenging the word is before he offers Kai a choice that allows him to get out of the situation. You can get some help, or you can pass, call popcorn on someone else. And that helps Kai maintain some dignity, and Kai takes that out. Mr. Santini's response to Kai's behavior in video two is superior than his response in video one because that response is matched to the situation. It addresses the need for Kai to have a dignified way of escaping this requirement that he demonstrates his reading challenges to his classmates.